Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. To proceed, the second hadith, which is also on the authority of Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, while we were sitting one day with the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, there appeared before us a man dressed in extremely white clothes and with very black hair. No traces of journeying were visible upon him, and none of us knew him. He sat down by the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, resting his knee against his knee, and he put his hands upon his thighs. And he said, O Muhammad, tell me about Islam. The Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said, Islam is that you should testify that there is nothing worthy of worship in truth except Allah, and that Muhammad is his messenger. That you should perform salah, the prayer, you should pay the zakah, the charity, you should fast during Ramadan, and you should perform hajj, the pilgrimage, to the house, the Kaaba at Mecca, if you can find a way or means to do so. The man then said, you have spoken truly. The companion said, we were astonished at this, questioning him, and then telling him that he was right. And then he went on to say, inform me about iman, about faith. The Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, answered, it is that you believe in Allah and his angels and his books and his messengers and in the last day and in fate, the qadr, both in the good of it and the bad of it. And then the man said, you have spoken truly. Then the man said, tell me about ihsan. This is the third level, and it means linguistically to do something well. The Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said, it is that you should serve Allah as though you see him. Or if not to this level, then you should know at least that he sees you. The man then said, inform me about the final hour. The Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said, about that, the one questioned knows no more than the questioner. So then the man asked, tell me about the signs of the coming of the hour. So the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said, they are that the slave girl will give birth to her master, and that you will see the barefooted ones, the naked, the destitute, the herdsmen of sheep, competing with one another in raising lofty buildings. Thereafter the man went and left. Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, said, I waited a while, and then the Prophet said to me, peace and blessings be upon him, O Umar, do you know who the questioner was? I replied, Umar said, Allah and his messenger know best. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that was Jibreel, it was Gabriel. The angel Gabriel, he came to teach you your religion, reported by Imam Muslim, rahimahullah. In this hadith, there are many, many benefits, and it's a long hadith. We've almost got to 3 minutes, so I'll go a little bit over today. There are many, many benefits. The key benefits is the levels of al-Islam, that you have Islam, the Muslim, who is the one who performs the five pillars of al-Islam. You have the mu'min, the one who believes in totality in what are the six pillars of faith. And you have the muhsin, the one who worships Allah as though he sees Allah or she sees Allah. And if not to that extent, then they are aware that Allah Azza wa Jalla sees them. So we see that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he organized the religion into three levels. That of Islam, that of Iman, which is translated as faith, and that of Ihsan, which linguistically means to do something well. So there are these three levels, and there are no levels outside this. So if there are those who claim to be the special beloved ones of Allah, Azza wa Jal, but they are not within these three categories, then we say they are not really from the loved ones of Allah, Azza wa Jal. Also, from the benefits of the hadith, we see that as Muslims we believe in the angel Gabriel, alayhi salam, and we believe he was the angel who brought the revelation to the prophets. We also see as a benefit of this hadith that no one knows when the hour will be established. So if the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, didn't know, then no one else will know. Peace and blessings be upon him. This hadith is a great hadith. And it has led some of the ulama to call it the or the mother of the sunnah. Just as Al-Fatiha, the first surah of the Qur'an, they call it the the mother of the Qur'an, because it encompasses all the meanings of the Qur'an are contained within Al-Fatiha. Some of the ulama, the scholars, they say that the same thing is true with this hadith, that it is the mother of the sunnah, and there is lots more that we can study, and inshallah ta'ala we will do that at another time, and Allah knows best. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.